Following on from our chat yesterday with Ken Joyce from Alienated Children First, after Wicklow County Council passed a motion this week calling on the government to recognise and address the issue of parental alienation. Offaly and Galway City are the only two councils left to pass the motion, and that 29 councils have done already, but it has been raised in those councils. We've received hundreds of emails and messages from parents and grandparents affected. In fact, a few came in today. Why does the HSE ignore alienated children who need reconciliation therapy because of parental alienation abuse? Can you ask a politician or legal person, can parental alienation be included in coercive control and child abuse legislation? And that's a longer message. That's just an extract from that. Well, we do have a politician on the air, Fine Gael TD, Jennifer Carroll McNeil, just over the border from us here in County Wicklow in Dunleary, has raised the issue and joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Deputy Carol McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. This was, I have to admit, something I'd never heard of. When did you come across this first, and to what extent?
I've come across it over the years in the context of enforcement of family law, enforcement of orders made by courts about access, and this problem about how do you deal with a parent who won't give access to the children. You can't, or you seemingly couldn't criminalise them. You know, it was often a mother who had custody of the children and who was maybe denying access or not complying with the terms of the access order made by the court for the father. But courts are totally reluctant to then, you know, penalise the mother or the custodial parent, or indeed put them in jail, because you don't want to deprive the children and disrupt the children's lives. So you had this ongoing problem about enforcement of court orders. And I think as more families move into separated status, or, you know, new families being put together, it's coming up more and more and more. And it's causing huge trouble for families and for children in particular. And we have to find ways to acknowledge it and to address it.
And to find ways within a family dispute that a lot of time is based on emotion, is it possible that family courts and courts can find a solution in these?
It's essential that they do, because families and the emotions that can happen between parents, when it spills over to actually really hurting the children in ways that can happen, whether it's parents playing out issues or hurt between them and using the children against each other, you know, there's no winner in that. And in particular, that damages the children. So the family court system has unfortunately been very adversarial. Anybody who's listening to this who's been in it will know how unpleasant it has been. I think we have to reconceive family law to being a very mediated, child-led environment where there are children involved, where there are psychological supports and assessors driving the needs of the family, bringing that to the judge, rather than it being an adversarial situation between two adults where the fallout is often the children. So we have to get to that. Now, the Oireachtas Justice Committee, of which I'm vice chair, is looking at a lot of these family law issues. I have ensured that parental alienation will be part of that discussion. It's important that it is, and we need to make sure that as we build a family court, a new family law court, as we ensure that judges are specifically trained in the issues of family law, including coercive control, including parental alienation, that they are that the lawyers there are similarly trained, that they're equipped and able to spot these issues if and when they arise and put in mechanisms to deal with them. It's so important for the children.
And the structure of the family court, including in camera, you said it's very adversarial, and there's those elements to be considered in the mix as well. Do you see family court reform?
It's essential. You look at, talk to people who are involved, and they're turning up to try to raise an issue of access with a judge where they've been denied access for 3 or 4 or 6 months. They need to get back into the judge to talk to them about what's going on, to try to get the court order enforced. And maybe then it doesn't come up that day because a criminal law case has come in ahead of them in the district or the circuit court. It's just too far down the chain of priority. And this is just on a practical basis, just, you know, talking to parents and families who are trying to get in to get things resolved. It needs to be a separate system, one that's focused entirely on families and follow-up, one that has a lot of delegated supervisory functions to groups like One Family, groups like supporting families, rather than it having to come back into court every time. Intermediaries, assessors, where you can go back and report problems and get solutions. The issues that come up for families come up on a week-by-week basis. They come up with every access. The types of things that we're talking about are, let's say I go and collect my children from their other parent to take them for the weekend, and, you know, it's difficult to get them out of the house. They have been told maybe you don't want to go, stay with me for the weekend. You know, it's all of those very subtle emotional things. And how do you look after the children at that time, not escalate it, not make it more difficult for the children, but get a resolution the following Monday morning instead of 6 months later, the next time you get back into court? I bet you that people listening to me today know what I'm talking about, even if I'm not saying it very clearly. They know what I'm talking about, these subtle little influences on children, calling them up when they're with the other parent. I miss you so much. You know, you can come home anytime you want to. Instead of, and this is a big thing, you know, a difficult thing, but instead of positively supporting the relationship being built with the non-custodial parent and making sure that the child is getting the best from both of their parents and the best opportunity to have good access and good relationship with both parents.
So do you need evidence of things, even if they're subtle? Sure, what are you talking about at all? Sure, I only said type of stuff that goes on and that you've outlined there. And to find evidence that there could be a creeping abuse of the situation. And then there's court. The fact that it's a court, it's often said in other courts that the law wins but justice doesn't. So, you know, what are we talking about in the sort of reform that you envisage?
Well, I think what you're talking about there is very important, that subtlety, that nuance. How do you track that? We look at that with coercive control as well, which is the behaviour where, you know, you're manipulating somebody psychologically. And there's often this question of, well, I didn't say that, or I didn't do that, or you only think that, you know, this sort of gaslighting behaviour, which is also very subtle, very nuanced. But what you see over time is a pattern. And we have been able to put evidence behind that. We have been able to prosecute that to a criminal standard, and there have been convictions in relation to coercive control. So the courts are alive now, and the legislative system is alive now, to being able to track these subtleties, these nuances of behaviour, and the patterns that are created. Sure, it's difficult in a single instance, and everybody's going to have a bad day where they say the wrong thing. That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about a pattern of behaviour that is making it more and more difficult for the children to maintain a relationship with the other parent. And that's something that's quite different and that you can see over time and that can be arrested and stopped.
Right. So could we be talking sometime this year? There'll be some movement on this?
I hope so. I mean, the Justice Committee has prioritised it. We are looking for submissions in relation to parental alienation, family law. Ken Joyce, who you spoke to yesterday, and other people are going to make formal submissions to the Justice Committee. The Department of Justice is working on the Family Law Reform Programme. I think what's important is that people are out and talking about it. If they see it in their own families, that they're describing it, that they have a name for it. We've seen how this can be successful with coercive control. It doesn't have to stay this way. We can name it. We can change it. We need to make sure that the people in the family law system today, irrespective of any changes, are alive to these types of behaviours and sensitive to them and making changes where they can. I've worked with some of the constituents in my area who had not this difficulty, but a different difficulty in relation to coercive control, and where the parent who had been denied access, and correctly, because of their behaviour in relation to the children, but was still trying to manipulate the court process through what's called a Section 47 assessment, which is where the court appoints somebody to have a look at everything that's going on in the family and report back to the court. But those assessors can spot coercive control, but they can equally spot parental alienation, which is a very different thing. So the court already has tools and facilities available to it to get in and examine what's going on in families and get reports back. But what's really important is that the court is aware of parental alienation, the lawyers are aware of it, the assessors are aware of it, and that those behaviours can be accurately reported back to the court as is, you know, as we have today. So there are already tools. But I think that the more that we talk about it and the more that we raise awareness that it does exist and it can happen, the better chance we have of guarding against it, the better chance we have of getting to a level of awareness where the courts will respond appropriately. Mm. We've seen that happen with Courts of Control already.
And Ellen McEntee there. I can completely agree with that lady, says this text. I'll explain who the lady is in a second. And oh my God, the lady, another person, is spot on. The things that are told to these little children, you think she was telling the story that affect my family. So support coming
thing,
in.
Can
so,
I say,
yes, sorry Jennifer.
I could cross you, but this doesn't just impact parents, but grandparents. So
yeah,
the grandparents
and things
of the
like
children,
that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sorry, but that's just so, it's just as important, that relationship.
Indeed. We wish you well then with the Justice Committee on that, and hope to talk again, Jennifer Carroll McNeil, who's spokesperson on equality for Fine Gael. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks for the chat this morning, Jennifer. I'm sure it was helpful to many. Thank you. Okay, our number here is 087 77 11 103. And just looking at so many texts coming in, goodness me, as I said, I didn't realise this was such a widespread problem, and they're just coming in, lots of people coming in as well with stories, and they've got screenshots and they've blocked out names. We don't want to see names, so thank you for that. But just shows you a lot that's going on and has been going on. So we will come back to that over and over again starting on Monday. Thank you very much. Our number is 087 77 11 103.